This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, August 5th, 2015. Some of the stories that are coming up today, of course, we've been talking about Cecil Lyon for the last couple of weeks, as opposed to the mainstream media talking about what's going on with Planned Parenthood, for example, as opposed to the police brutality. And I've said that this is actually not Cecil the Lyon, but Cecil the Red Herring, a distraction to take us away from Planned Parenthood. And that's the point of the article from the New American. Feds investigating Cecil the Lyon's killer. But Planned Parenthood, of course, is still in the clear. The hunter is now the hunted. Now, this brings up a question as to not only are they trying to distract us from looking at the obvious and horrendous story behind Planned Parenthood, trying to distract us from looking at those who are not doing trophy hunting, but are basically killing children, selling their body parts for a lot of money so they can get their trophy cars, their trophy houses. But it also brings up a lot of other issues of hypocrisy, even beyond that. We've seen airlines say now that they are not going to fly any parts that are any trophy lions. They're not going to allow them on their airlines. Delta is the most recent one to say that's not going to happen. Will they stop flights to Zimbabwe? Will they stop flights because of Mugabe, who has hunted white farmers to extinction in his country? Who has impoverished the black people who remain there so that they make about $19 a week per capita. That's the per capita income there. Mugabe, who has killed about 80% of the wildlife there, who for his own birthday ate a baby elephant, as you can see right there, and had a trophy lion presented to him as well. But there's yet another aspect of this, and that is this yet another way to come after hunting itself, and indirectly, the Second Amendment. That's where a lot of these people are going, of course, and that was really where red herrings began in the first place, trying to stop fox hunting in the UK by the anti-hunting activists coming out and dragging a stinky fish across the trail, so they couldn't do that. And they eventually banned fox hunting there, and regardless of what your feelings are about hunting, you need to understand, as the person who defended getting that trophy lion for Robert Mugabe, you need to understand that these lions who are older, who are kicked out of the pride, become predators not only of farm animals, but they become predators of humans as well. And so they have hunted them. They could have hunting expeditions in a way that would help to preserve wildlife, but not in a kleptocracy like the one that Robert Mugabe runs in Zimbabwe. But of course, no boycotting of him. Simply going after the hunter. Even Lion Aid says this. They say it'll be difficult to prosecute the person who paid for the hunt because he did what the professional hunters told him to do. They say a client usually has no idea about the laws and regulations of the country that he's hunting in. He just buys a safari, then places himself in the hands of his professional hunter guide. Finding the client would be interesting to let him tell his side of the story, but in terms of legal prosecution, the person is hardly important, they say. And then, of course, there's also the issue that he paid a vast amount of money to this kleptocrat, Robert Mugabe, for the hunt. So he paid permission for the hunt. He had professional hunters. He doesn't know what the laws are there. But we need to be more concerned about that than we are about the people who are killed on the streets, about the babies who are killed in the Planned Parenthood clinics. Another article, severe crackdown in China on church crosses draws a backlash. This is about a dozen, there are churches all over China where they are physically cutting down the crosses. Isn't that interesting? I look at this and I think, how long is it going to be before this type of thing is happening in the United States? Because when people become as ignorant about Christianity as they are about the history of the so-called Civil War, then it will happen. Remember, of course, that the Ku Klux Klan uses the cross as a symbol far more than they do the Confederate flags. As a matter of fact, most of the time they're using the U.S. flag. But here you've got the government cutting down crosses in China. How's that for religious tolerance? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour with Joe Biggs. He's going to come in and talk about this shooting that's going on in Mississippi, as well as we're going to look at ISIS and what is happening in Syria. Our government is stepping this up to a level of war. This has been going on for quite some time. They've served notice that they're going to be doing airstrikes. They feel justified to do it if pro-U.S. rebels, that would be ISIS, people like Al-Qaeda that McCain has been supporting. Do you understand, of course, when we look at the elections, that we would have gotten this war in Syria with McCain just as we're getting it now with Obama? We would have gotten Obamacare with Romney just as we got it with Obama. I mean, these guys, they always offer us this false choice. It's simply a demographic choice. That's all it really is, because they make sure that they have control of both sides of the argument. We're going to be talking a lot about the Republicans later this week, because that debate is going to be coming up. I want to talk a little bit about Clinton right now, Hillary Clinton. There's a lot of articles that were on the Drudge Report about Hillary Clinton. Let's take a look at some of these headlines. FBI looking into the security of Hillary Clinton's private email setup. So now the FBI is taking a look at it. Don't know if there's going to be any criminal investigation, nevertheless, because we've seen the IRS getting away with this. The IRS can go to Congress and they can lie about how the hard disks were destroyed. They can lie about how they had no backups. And then we can find out that they actually had a parallel texting system that they had put in. Look, these are the people who are consuming the massive intelligence of the that is being sucked up about the American people. They are the consumers. They very well know what the surveillance state is about. They're reading all of this stuff. So when they start doing things that are illegal, when they start doing things that they know they can get in trouble with, but maybe with somebody, if somebody ever gets in charge that actually cares what the law is anymore, nevertheless, they want to try to hide this up. They don't want to have any culpability. So when they know that they're going to do something illegal, these people who know what the surveillance state is, these people who are the consumers of the surveillance state, they set up their parallel systems, whether it's the IRS setting up their parallel texting system or whether it's Hillary Clinton setting up her parallel private email security system. They're doing this deliberately. You know, Carly Fiorina, in the when they went to this Saturday to talk to the Koch brothers, it was a private meeting, but we heard some of the comments were leaked out, and she had one of the best jokes at that. She said Clinton was so technologically backward that she had chosen a couple of Secret Service agents to guard her servers. No, she's not ignorant. She's just criminal. She's criminal. She knows because she's a consumer of this dragnet surveillance. She's one of these people. She knows exactly what's going on with this. And, of course, it's not just questions about that server, but it's also questions about her close aide, Huma Abedin, who was not only involved now with these emails, but we also see there's other questions surfacing about Huma. She was paid, given the $33,000 payout from the State Department for unused leave. She's using her simultaneous employment inside and outside of the government to deliver favors to Clinton cronies, say some people who are alleging that she's been doing this since 2008. They say that Ms. Abedin and Ms. Mills used private email accounts for official business, just like their boss, whose secretive email set up with private accounts hosted on a server in Mrs. Clinton's home in New York has raised questions about her skirting. Open the pantsuit lady is skirting open record laws and mishandling classified information. They say Huma planned a party for Clinton pals on the taxpayer dime. This is the New York Post. They say that, and here's some of the emails that they found. She says, I have the packet with the floor, the Pantone color options, and the floor plan. My bigger problem right now is I can't even get into my Clinton email, and I wanted to print all the latest documents to go through line by line with Oscar. Whatever. De La Renta designed both Abedin and Chelsea Clinton's wedding dresses. These are the elitist crony capitalists that run our government, the criminals, okay? This would be called corruption in any other time, in any other country. Now it's called standard operating procedure. They say an internal State Department probe recently found that Abedin got paid with taxpayer funds for days that she was working with the Clinton Foundation. And while she was vacationing in Europe with her hubby, Anthony the Wiener. The State Department has asked her to repay the money, but she is contesting the findings. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley wrote the State Department demanding more information about her quote-unquote special government employee status. That says that she is somebody with very unique skills that can hold three jobs from the government simultaneously. And also get paid off in the private sector as well. Now, Hillary Clinton is seeing all this stuff, and of course, how does she portray herself as one of the people? You know, she talked about how after coming out of the White House, she and Bill were just so incredibly poor. You know, these people who had nothing and became multimillionaires off the political process. They were just, you know, abjectly poor. Nobody was buying it. Nobody is buying all of this stuff. As I've mentioned before, The Onion is running articles making fun of her arrogance, talking about how the FEC has put her on 3 weeks probation where she's not allowed to campaign because they caught her spitting on campaign volunteers. So here's what she's doing now. She's trying to portray, as we pointed out yesterday, we showed the video that she's running, showing her mother, because Hillary Clinton now wants to reinvent herself. To change her image, because this is all about identity politics, folks. You're not going to get any difference between the policies of Hillary Clinton and the policies of Jeb Bush. They're going to own both sides of that, just like they did McCain and Obama and Obama and Romney. So now she's reinventing herself as a grandmother. I want to play a clip for you where she's not only going to be a grandmother, but a Southern granny. Let's play that Southern granny clip.
Hillary Clinton, welcome to Chair Chats.
Jamie, I'm delighted to be here. I love sitting here and rocking, so thanks for giving me the chance to do that.
Yeah, you know, maybe what she's going to do next. I think this is what she's trying to portray herself as a granny in her commercials. She's going with a Southern accent. So maybe what we'll do is see her with her entourage running around. Instead of hiding out in a darked-out van, maybe what they'll do is put her on the back of a pickup truck like Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies, and put her in a rocking chair, you know, just like she was right there. She can tell everybody how she likes to cook vittles. You know, the Beverly Hillbillies was a fish-out-of-water comedy where you took somebody that was not sophisticated and you put them in a very sophisticated area. She is now doing just the opposite. She's trying to pretend somebody who is very sophisticated, very calculating, is trying to pretend that she's not. She's somebody who is a ruthless shark, and she's trying to pretend that she's an innocent little granny from the Beverly Hillbillies. It's not working. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are now in a dead heat in New Hampshire. They say that Bernie Sanders is polling 42%, and Bernie Sanders is polling 36% in the latest horse race poll coming out of New Hampshire. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? When you can have a felonious elitist like Hillary Clinton still beating Bernie Sanders. That doesn't look good for the Democrats. But, of course, on the Republican side, there's a lot of problems as well. The stock market is not doing well. The bad news on Apple stock is only the beginning, they say. And, of course, I think this has a lot to do with the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, being more interested in being an activist for gay rights than he is in terms of doing any kind of product development. We saw how this happened before for Apple, although now it's going to have a lot of massive consequences for the entire stock market because they're now part of the Dow Jones Industrial Market. I remember back when he was run out of the company by John Sculley, who worked for Pepsi. They wanted somebody in who was going to be a marketing type. He wasn't a product guy. He wasn't a visionary. And when they ran him out, it didn't take very long for Apple to get on the ropes. I remember just before Steve Jobs came back, all the writing in the technical journals and places like Wired Magazine, they were saying, well, I think Apple ought to just sell off their hardware business and they need to reinvent themselves just as an operating system company like Microsoft, and they would make more money. But Steve Jobs came back. He came back as an interim CEO. He had the title iCEO, and then he made the iPod, the iMac, and all these other products. He was a genius in terms of editing things. He never really created anything, but he really knew how to get things going. I think when you look at history, there's a lot of different approaches to looking at history. There's a cyclical approach. I think that's a very valid approach. We've talked about how the book by Ernst and, Strauss and Howe. Strauss and Howe about the fourth turning that goes back and looks at the cyclical nature of history. I think that's very true. I think there's also, it's very important who the individuals are. I think we can see this in the rise and fall of companies. We can see that very, very clearly. Now, of course, later this week, we have the big debate that is coming up, and we'll be covering that in depth here at InfoWars, both on the radio show and in the nightly news. Here's an analysis of who's made the final cut, because they have now talked about the 10 candidates that are going to be in that cut, and they go down on a point-by-point basis from USA Today. Susan Page says, here's what they need to do, according to her. Donald Trump, let the Donald be Donald. Well, yeah, he's not afraid to speak truth to power. That's why he's become so popular, and I think he's got a lot of the right policies. My questions with Donald Trump really boil down to his ethics. Can we trust him to do what he says? You know, we just trusted the Republicans to do what they would say less than a year ago. What is it, about 10 months ago, 9 months ago that we reelected them, and they did nothing that they said they were going to do. So can we trust Donald Trump to do it? That's my issue with him. I think he needs to establish the fact that he is trustworthy and not just in this for himself. Jeb Bush, they say, be his own man. Essentially what they're saying about Donald Trump, too. Donald, be the Donald. Jeb Bush, be his own man. As opposed to the man of who? The CIA? Goldman Sachs? Scott Walker. Competent. Well, okay. Mike Huckabee, remember me, they say? Well, he's going to have to do something other than just come up with glib comments and approach from 20 years ago. When they talk about Rand Paul, they say, well, he has an alternative view of the world. Yeah, strange alternative view of the world where individual rights in the Constitution matter. That's why we're going to watch this
serious
debate.
Investors and traders, want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining us in the next segment is going to be Joe Biggs, and we're going to talk about this shooting that has happened now for 2 days outside a military base in Mississippi, Camp Shelby. We're also going to talk about what's going on in Syria, because that is stepping up, and we have a back and forth that we're going to play for you between the State Department and a reporter asking for the legal authority to attack Syrian troops because they are step by step stepping this up into a full-blown war, making no bones about it, saying they're going to use airstrikes and so forth, and are doing that now. So we're going to talk to Joe Biggs about that when we come back. I want to get back to politics just a little bit, too, give you a preview of what's coming up later this week. Before I do, I want to let you know about the flash sale that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. We have a 24-hour sale, 30% off, DNA Force. This is one of our most serious hardcore products that we have at InfoWars Life. It's loaded with a very expensive, very powerful compound, BioPQQ, that's backed by 175 clinical studies. BioPQQ even contains more potent antioxidant activity than vitamin C. Give your body the force field that it needs. Get DNA Force right now, 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. And also, we have free shipping, not only for DNA Force that's on sale, but also for everything that is at InfoWarsLife.com. We've extended that for one more week. And I'll just remind you as well that we have Silver Bullet, buy two, get two for free. So it's a good time to stock on that, stock up on that as well. Everything at the store right now, free shipping for this week. Now, going back to what we were just talking about when we ran out of time at the break, the USA Today is analyzing these 10 candidates that are going to be on the debate on Thursday. And, of course, we've got Donald Trump as the one at top. They say, let Donald be Donald, Jeb Bush be his own man. In other words, the kind of the same advice on all these guys. Scott Walker will be there, Mike Huckabee. And I got to say, you know, the glib comments that I see from Huckabee when we're facing the kind of severe problems that we are in this country, it just doesn't resonate with me. It's just a cognitive dissonance to see that. And the fact that he would defend innocent life is good, but at the same time, he is such an incredible warmonger, along with Lindsey Graham. And that dissonance there, I find that very disturbing, very, very bothering to see somebody, a former pastor, promoting war to the extent that Mike Huckabee does. Ben Carson. They say he needs to show people that he's not just a doctor. Yeah, he needs to show people that he really has read the Constitution. I haven't seen much evidence of that, that he understands the Constitution, that he understands the principles involved. This is somebody who, when it came to the Second Amendment, has previously said that he thought that it was fine for people who live out in the country, but people in the city don't need to have guns. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. You don't understand the principles. You don't understand the law. Okay, so you need to take a look at that. He's also somebody who has pushed for mandatory vaccines. He's a doctor, and he thinks he understands what vaccines are about, but he certainly doesn't know the first thing about our rights and our informed consent, nor does he respect that. Ted Cruz, they say Trump, but with electoral experience. Yeah, he likes to get out there and say controversial things, speak his mind. He has electoral experience, but he is not eligible to run for president. If you look at the natural-born citizen requirements, Marco Rubio needs to get back in the game. He's just running for vice president. That's all I think about Marco Rubio. And again, he is down the line, your typical middle-of-the-road GOP warmongering statist authoritarian. Rand Paul, they say an alternative view of the world. And as I said, it would be nice to hear an alternative to the kinds of policies that Marco Rubio and most of the GOP advocate. And that's precisely what we heard a little bit of on Monday night. We played some excerpts from that very boring forum in New Hampshire where they asked Rand Paul about dragnet surveillance and then they asked Marco Rubio about it. Of course, Marco Rubio gave us the tired old excuses we always hear from the GOP. It's all about national security. We've seen so many. I can tell you, being on the inside, he says, I've seen so many attacks that we have shut down. Baloney. Baloney. NSA whistleblowers have told us that's baloney. They told us they had the intel. They could have stopped what was going on with 9/11. They chose not to. They don't do that. They only make their haystack to find their needle. They only make it bigger with all of these issues. And, of course, we know about how the FBI manufactures so many of these threats that they go public with. Chris Christie, they say, you want somebody that's combative? Get Chris Christie. Well, you know, I don't know. I, for one, I think a lot of people have had enough of belligerence just for the sake of belligerence. It was this weekend, and we talk about how this is a horse race. It was just this weekend that Chris Christie, they say, this is Business Insider, got mercilessly booed at a horse race in New Jersey. Interestingly enough, it was at that same track, Monmouth track, that we were playing those clips of the horse race from earlier. And I think is very fitting. He came out very belligerently against states' rights, saying that if he becomes president, he's going to stop the decriminalization of marijuana that's gone on in places. I tell you what, this is the question that I would ask any of these guys if I was the guy. Can the government ban anything? That's an article up on InfoWars.com. You need to read that because I don't have the authority. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Biggs.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I know noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, August 5th, 2015. Joining me now is Joe Biggs, and Joe is here to give us an update on what's going on in Mississippi. Of course, shots were fired yesterday and again today at Camp Shelby. Joe, what's the update on this?
Well, the thing we got to think about is this a paranoid person who actually has been watching all these YouTube videos saying that Jade Helm was going to essentially just come after everyone individually and take them and put them in FEMA camps? Or is this just a random act? I mean, because this is 2 days now, a red truck, they haven't got anybody. And then now, just about an hour ago, they've detained a guy who was in a red truck. He said he didn't have any guns and his truck was backfiring. So now you have these cops just pulling over everyone in a red truck in Hattiesburg right outside of Camp Shelby.
You got a red truck, you're a suspect.
Yeah, if you got a red truck, you're a suspect.
Kind of like if you got a white van, you're a suspect, and there's a gazillion white vans.
Yeah, it's like when you're in Iraq, everything is a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
Every car is, so you have to be on a watch for a Toyota Corolla, and that's the only car they have.
Well, of course, the other aspect of this, too, that a lot of people are concerned about is this going to be, we always have to be concerned that there's a false flag, but it's still a risk to the people who are there. You know, whether it's a false flag or somebody that's paranoid about it or somebody that is, you know, we were told they're saying that it's a white man in a red pickup truck. But we were told that about the shootings at the recruiting stations as well. He was identified as a white man. It turned out that he was an Islamic jihadi.
Well, they have
even
no problem.
They deny that.
They have no problem identifying a white man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they'll never want to call it what it is. Like, we can't ever say extremism. We can't ever say, you know, Islamic extremism, but if it's a white guy, we can go ahead and throw that on the table. That's easy. We can
throw that out right away, even when it's not true.
Exactly.
And then when it is true, this guy, Muhammad, was an Islamic jihadi who hated these guys. And clearly this wasn't that he just pulled up and decided that he would go on a mass shooting spree, and it just happened to be at a recruiting station. He shot up the one recruiting station, goes to another location and shoots that up, another recruiting. So he's obviously targeting the military. He's obviously talked online about being a jihadi, but they can't go there. They won't talk about that.
Yeah, it's not extreme. Apparently that's just workplace violence again.
We have another story that we haven't talked about yet, really. CBS Denver is reporting that the FBI says there's Middle Eastern men intimidating U.S. military families in Colorado and Wyoming. They say an alert has been issued by the FBI to all law enforcement agencies in Colorado and Wyoming involving U.S. military families, concerns about who may be watching them. They say in this particular case last May, for example, and there's been some additional ones recently, the wife of a military member was approached in front of her home by two Middle Eastern males. The men stated that she was the wife of a U.S. interrogator. So I said, your husband's a U.S. interrogator. They confront her about that. When she denied their claims, they laughed at her, then left the area in a sedan with two other Middle Eastern males in the vehicle. They say that that vehicle had been seen in the neighborhood on previous occasions as well. Similar incidents in Wyoming have been reported to the FBI throughout June 2015. And then there is this notice that they have embedded in the report at CBS that is dated 2nd July 2015. Middle Eastern males approaching family members of U.S. military personnel at their homes in Colorado and Wyoming as of June 2015.
Well, so this is real then.
Yeah.
Because if the FBI had a hand in this, they would have already busted it because they would have set the people up. And then we've already had arrests by now.
Mm-hmm.
So this makes me think this is an actual legitimate threat. There's something going on because when it's real, the FBI is nowhere to be seen. They can't do their job.
That's
when
right.
It's an actual legitimate threat. These people, they've seen the same vehicle and the same people in their area numerous times, and yet the FBI can't get them.
Mm-hmm. So it's been going on for over a year, and they're not doing anything about it. And this is small town USA.
Yeah, I doubt there's a lot of
Montana,
people driving
Wyoming.
Around in the same vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and this is interesting, I think, too, because we look at the fact that just recently we've had these massive hacks of federal employee databases, even getting, I think it was 4.5 million fingerprints. I mean, if you can get somebody's fingerprints, you can certainly find out what their jobs are within the military.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's easy when the government collects everything on people. It makes everybody vulnerable, even the people who work for the government. Joe, I remember years and years ago, when they first started doing these automated toll technology, first started presenting itself, I remember there was a debate in the Netherlands over whether they would allow this or not. People were concerned about their privacy, and they were so concerned about it because their government there, you know, being a good, you know, a Dutch government where everything is very efficient and everything, they were keeping all this information about the citizens on 3x5 cards. They had them packed so tightly that when the Germans came in with a blitzkrieg, very rapidly overtook their country, they tried to destroy these records, but they were packed so tightly they couldn't set them on fire. And so the Nazis got all this information and just used it as a shopping list to get anybody that they thought might be a problem for them, anybody that was Jewish, anybody that would oppose them as a political opponent or whatever, just used it as a shopping list to go round people up and take them to concentration camps. And that's precisely what our government has created, even for its own employees here.
Well, I mean, also, too, you have operational security, OPSEC. There's a lot of people who post information on Facebook that they just shouldn't be posting as well,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand that when you look at someone's profile and you accept that friend, just because you see a picture of someone who looks friendly, that doesn't mean that's who it is. And there's a lot of these guys who troll these accounts, and they know based on being overseas, someone will get their name and go, all right, start looking for this guy's Facebook account. And sure enough, you'll have guys saying, oh, I'm an interrogator for the U.S. Army. I'm this and that. Oh, this is where I live. They don't make anything private. Most people don't think it'll ever happen to them. And that's one way you can get a lot of this information, too, and it can come back and bite you in the butt.
Well, of course, we see that with people who aren't in the military, right? They're talking, and they may be talking about stuff that is perfectly innocent. They may be talking about politics, and they may get identified by the government as being somebody who is a threat to them. That's what we're seeing in this latest Planned Parenthood situation, where you've got a CNN anchor using the term of art that the government had just created. They're creating a new department under FEMA, under Homeland Security, that is going to look at violent extremists. They're going to identify them as, before they do anything, just as Wesley Clark floated the trial balloon. Congressman McCall was putting in the legislation, and of course it just passed through committee, breezed through there unanimously on its way to becoming a law, where they're going to come after people just because they identify, based on their computer models, whether or not they think you're going to be some kind of a threat to them. And as Wesley Clark said, you know, you can exercise your free speech, that's fine, but we put people in prison camps that we thought were threats to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put you in a prison camp if we think that you might become an extremist, if you might become violent. And some of the things that he mentioned off of social media were, well, let's say that you your girlfriend broke up with you, you lost your job or whatever. They're looking at all of that stuff.
Yeah, they're saying that you're depressed, you're drunk posting stuff, and then go back and look at your pictures. You got pictures of guns everywhere,
yeah.
And you're sitting there doing all these, you know, little poses. And
yeah.
They're like, oh my God, this guy, he's about to snap.
Yeah.
His girlfriend broke up with him. He owns guns. He's obviously going to go on a violent rampage.
Yeah.
Let's go get this guy.
You post a lot of pictures of yourself holding guns on the internet, you're liable to even have them use you as a patsy and then put those pictures up to justify the fact, look at this guy, was crazy.
Or have the VA contact you and go, you know what, sir? We're going to have to take your benefits away. We're no longer going to be able to give you any more patient care. We've deemed you, crazy. So we're going to have to come and take your guns.
Or Social Security, although yeah. I don't think too many people on Social Security are really, well, maybe they are using social media. I guess a lot of them are using Facebook.
A little bit more and more.
Yeah. Well, look at this also, because when we're talking about these guys, Middle East individuals are contacting U.S. military and making threats to them. This article comes out, Arabic is now the most common language of refugees in America. There's a mess. Not only are we working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, creating these organizations, equipping them, training them. And we've had numerous times we've talked about that. There's been a video caught of them delivering weapons, massive quantities by helicopter, or they pull out of an area and just let these guys take it over. But now we're stepping it up to where our government has said, we're going to launch airstrikes against anybody that we think are pro-U.S. rebels.
That's something Obama's been going after for a long time. He is hell-bent on going after Syria.
Mm-hmm.
They want to, and it's funny because they keep doing this under, you know, the beard of the Cecil the Lion, the new plane wreckage stuff that's washed up on the island.
Yeah.
You know, but meanwhile, while they're talking about this and everyone in the country is in tears and up in arms over this lion in Africa, Obama is trying to put us full on in war with Syria.
Absolutely. And of course, this is, again, going back to Wesley Clark, the same guy who was just floating the trial balloon about detaining people, putting them in prison camps like we did Japanese people just because they were Japanese during World War II, saying that we're going to identify people and put them away. It was Wesley Clark who said that Syria was on the list. He said it was next on the list a long time ago. He had a list of several countries that we were going to go to war with. When we look at this article about Arabic, they're pointing out that of the 11,300 refugees that have been admitted to the U.S. this year, 4,400 of them speak Arabic. In other words, that's more than a third of the people coming in. So not only are these people our allies, not only are we equipping people who are rebels that are pro-U.S., so to speak, okay, but just like we created Al-Qaeda, we called them the Mujahideen when we created them against the Russians, and then Osama bin Laden became our most wanted man or whatever. They're bringing these people who they think that they control into the United States now, massive quantity.
Yeah, they bring them in, and then they also can come across the porous border on the south side.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
And we've seen it time
and
time
again. Well,
these
are legal. These are guys that they brought in legally, gave sanction to, made them refugees and everything. And, of course, as you point out, we don't know how many are coming in across the border.
And we don't know how many are being legally brought in who are sleeper cells as well, people who are waiting to be brought over, patiently sitting there waiting. It's happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting to be activated, just waiting on that one thing that they're told to, and then they go and attack. And like we showed the drug smuggling come across the border, It's not just about drugs. Yeah, we know drugs come across the border every day. Mm-hmm. Got it. Mm-hmm. But one time, one of those packages could be a dirty bomb.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always just drugs. We know drugs are coming across. But just as easy as I saw those seven guys come across the river with those packages, that could be a dirty bomb, that could be ISIS, that could be anything, because we have no eyes on it. We're not watching. And it's easy for these Border Patrol guys to get paid off to look the other way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was part of what you saw when you were there.
Yeah.
And, of course, they come in within the, you know, well into the United States border and start harassing American citizens, demanding to know
all the way up
to see
in,
our identity
what?
Papers, just like we're in Nazi Germany or something. Yeah. Let's take a look at this this video. This is the State Department fielding questions from a pretty persistent reporter asking, what is the legal authority for us to start a war with Syria or to step up the war that's been going on for some time there? Here's that clip.
What is the legal basis for the authority that the Obama administration gave itself to attack anyone who's attacking Syrian opposition forces that the U.S. trains?
The legal authority?
Yes, legal basis.
You're talking about in Syria and in protection of ISIL, anti-ISIL coalition fighters that have in part been trained by the U.S.
Yes.
I frankly don't know what the legal authority is. What we're very clear about is that, you know, they're fighting in, frankly, a lawless area of Syria. They're under attack and under pressure from a lot of different forces, mostly ISIL, ISIL, but other forces as well in that region. We talked about this yesterday, is the fact that, you know, we're bringing airstrikes to bear on ISIL in that area. As they advance on ISIL-held territory or ISIL-held territory and supporting them in that way, and that's actually been effective in fighting ISIL. It's a very complex and fluid situation. I get that. What we were trying to convey is that we'll also do defensive efforts in case or in the hypothetical that they would come under fire from Syrian forces.
So the only thing that changed since the announcement is the authority to go after Assad government forces, basically, because the U.S. had been bombing ISIS targets.
Not the authority to go after, let me clarify, I said defensive measures.
But what would be the legal basis for attacking Syrian government forces? Is that the AUMF? Do you have congressional authorization for that?
As part of the coalition, and obviously, but we've been carrying out airstrikes in that region for many months now, almost a year. And the same in defense of these groups, but also to help them gain territory back from ISIL. These are any type of effort to protect them from Syrian forces would be defensive in nature, but I'm not going to talk about the legal framework.
But this is a major shift in policy. It's one thing to go after ISIS. It's something else to attack forces that threaten the forces that go after ISIS. Do you have congressional approval for that? Are you going to seek congressional approval for that? Under what authorization are you doing that?
Steps we took would be in close consultation with Congress.
Oh, I'm sorry, but why do you think you don't need a UN Security Council decision on this?
What's that? Why don't we think we need one?
You don't need one.
We're obviously in close consultation with the UN Security Council. Syria is a very complex situation. I've said this multiple times.
I want to talk about this. You know, when I hear them talking about this as if they need to get UN Security Council clearance, I'm reminded, Joe, of that back and forth between Senator Sessions and Leon Panetta when he was defense secretary. And Sessions is saying, you know, under what conditions can you use military force? And he goes, and he's trying to get him to say, well, we would go to Congress and we would get a declaration from Congress, because constitutionally that's what's required. But of course, Panetta didn't say that. He'd say, well, we will talk to the people at NATO, we'll talk to the United Nations, and Senator Sessions says, well, what about Congress? Well, we would advise Congress as to what we're doing. And he's like, I can't believe what I'm hearing here. You were a former congressman. You know what the Constitution says. You know that you're supposed to get authorization for war from Congress, not from NATO, not from the UN. And, of course, now they really could care less even about going to those two. They're going to do whatever they wish at this point.
Syria is going to get demolished and ISIS will come out on top, because there's been air campaigns going on over Syria, supposedly going after ISIS, for almost a year now from multiple different countries. And there's been reports that there's been zero effect on ISIS, on their manpower whatsoever. So with all these air campaigns going on to go after ISIS, they've really had no significant drop in manpower on the ground out there. And the only people who are suffering are the people of Syria.
Well, exactly as this reporter said, it's a different thing to attack ISIS and to defend ISIS. And that's what they're talking about with this policy, is defending ISIS. And, of course, they created ISIS. They created ISIS as a tool to overthrow Syria. Mm-hmm. And they've been trying to go after Syria. Now ISIS is spilling over into Iraq and so forth and so on. Whether they wish that to happen or whether that's an unintended consequence, we don't really know. But it's amazing for me to see this guy talking about how, well, I don't know what legal authority. He doesn't even address that. He says, well, it's a lawless area. It's kind of like when Al Gore said there's no controlling legal authority here in the White House. And that's true. There is no controlling legal authority in Washington, because Washington itself is a lawless area. But he says these are defensive measures. I mean, we're there. We've created this rebel force, ISIS, that's there. What are we defending? ISIS. We're defending ISIS.
We're defending ISIS.
These are defensive measures for ISIS.
We're gonna attack the guys who are going after ISIS like we're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
I mean, it's crazy that it's in front of the American people, and people are so blind to it, and all they care about is a damn lion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to be right back with Joe Biggs. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Lionel. And, of course, the question about pre-crime is one of the things we'll be bringing up with Lionel. Stay with us. We're going to talk about ISIS and what is happening with ISIS in the United States. It's not just in Syria. We'll be right back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-839-5936. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-839-5936. That's 800-839-5936.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, August 5th, 2015. Joining me in studio is Joe Biggs. We're going to go back to what we were just talking about, and that is there any controlling legal authority in Washington? Does anybody care other than one reporter from RT, who we just played that back and forth in the State Department? Before we go back to the discussion real quickly, I want to let you know that in addition to free shipping this week, we also have a couple of big specials. One of them is a flash sale. That's a 24-hour sale on DNA Force. 30% off DNA Force for 24 hours. It's our most hardcore product yet from InfoWars Life, loaded with BioPQQ compound that's backed by 175 clinical studies. BioPQQ even contains more potent antioxidant activity than vitamin C, and you can get that with a huge savings right now. 30% off of DNA Force for the next 24 hours, as well as free shipping on everything in the store, including things like Silver Bullet, where we have a buy two, get two free. That's 50% off of Silver Bullet. If you buy that in a quantity of two, you get two for free. Again, everything at the store, InfoWarsLife.com, is free shipping this week as a thank you to those who support our operation here. Now, Joe, as we were just talking about this amazing back and forth between this RT reporter who would not take no for an answer, she apparently knows more and cares more about the Constitution than anybody in our government, certainly in the Obama administration. But, you know, Joe, when we look at what's going to be coming up with this debate later this week, candidates like your favorite, Lindsey Graham,
God almighty,
they're going to be pushing for even more of this kind of criminal activity. Just, you know, go to war with Syria, go to war everywhere that you want to go. They think that Obama's not doing enough of this.
Him and John McCain are just a trip. I'm telling you, these guys are hell-bent on just complete and total global war.
Yeah.
Bloodthirsty. I mean, I've never, you know, growing up in between South Carolina and Florida, my mom was from South Carolina, actually right outside of Belmont, where this the three preppers were arrested by FBI, you know, for supposedly wanting to go ballistic about Jade Helm. And my grandparents were big contributors, you know, they paid into a lot of these different campaigns. And when I was young, my grandparents liked Lindsey Graham, and I never understood it.
I was like, what is going on?
I mean, even as a child, I was like, this guy is demented.
Yeah.
And now that I've gotten older, he is just the worst human being.
Well, I mean, the good news is that he's now been relegated to the junior varsity debate, along with Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, Lindsey Graham. Those guys are going to be in a junior varsity debate because their poll figures are so incredibly low. The bad news is I've got to watch that JV debate. I've got to watch like 6 to 8 hours of Fox News, and you're going to have to put me on a suicide watch.
Oh, Thursday I'm going to be watching. I actually have a large group of friends here in the Austin area.
Yeah.
We're going to get together, grill some steaks, have a few beers, and just watch this and have, I don't know, I'm kind of interested to see how Donald Trump's going to come out because he's a funny guy. To see if anyone attacks him and to see how he comes back.
It'll be real interesting. And, you know, he's had, and I don't know if it's his policies or if it's ghostwriters who've written the books for him, but, you know, when he's talked in the past about immigration, he's done so, in the book at least, he actually had some good points in terms of removing some of the incentives that are behind the subsidies that are behind the massive open borders. Of course, he's not going to talk about how this is an engineered global crisis. They're not going to get to that, but it's going to be an interesting debate.
Building a giant wall is not going to help either, because if you build a wall, you can dig a hole under it.
That's right. But the giant wall will help to keep us in.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll help us so they can look for identity papers. Exactly. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay with me for the next segment, Joe.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's survival
Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.